This is Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Yevamos, tape number 4.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Moshe Alexander ben Tevel Nochem Herbstman, Zichrono Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis in Masechta Yevamos at the Mishnah. A person should not refrain from the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya unless he already has children. The question is, how many children does he need to have already been mekayim the mitzvah? According to Beis Shammai, he needs 2 boys. According to Beis Hillel, he needs 1 zachar and 1 nekeva, as we see in Parshas Bereishis, zachar u'nekeva b'ra'am. That shows us you need 1 zachar and 1 nekeva. At that point, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Some Rishonim point out that according to Beis Hillel, 2 male children would also be mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. But he adds 1 zachar and 1 nekeva as an alternative to be mekayim the mitzvah. La halacha, we say we need 1 of each, 1 boy and 1 girl, then a person has been mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. And the Gemara says, even though one was already mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya, he should still remain married, since it's not good for a man to be without a wife. Loitayiv hayos adam levadai. However, once he had children, he could then go and marry even a woman who is incapable of having children. The nafgamina is that if he never had children, he could sell a sefer Torah to raise money to marry so that he can have children. If, however, he already had children, then he cannot sell a sefer Torah for the purpose of marriage. Beis Shammai learns peru uravu is equal to 2 sons, and that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, who had 2 sons. Beis Hillel learns 1 zachar and 1 nekeva from Briyas Olam, where there was 1 of each that was first created. There were 3 things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, which turned out to be the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number 1, he separated from his wife. Number 2, after seeing the Egel Hazav, he broke the Luchais. And number 3, he added an additional day to prepare for Kabbalah Satira. The Gemara says Rav Nosson learned a different girsa in Beis Shammai. According to him, Beis Shammai learned that one must have 2 zacharim and 2 nekevas. From the pasuk in Yeshaya of Loisayhu V'ra'a Loshevas, we learn that it is a mitzvah to help populate the world, so it doesn't stand alone. The Gemara says if a person has children when he's a guy, then he becomes a ger. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he gets credit for having been mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya, because he did have children. Reish Lakish says he is not mekayim the mitzvah, and he has to have children now after he becomes a ger, since we say ger shen is guy or kekotin shenayla dami. What happened actually before doesn't really count, because it's like a kotin did it. Relatives now, therefore, that he had before are not really his. Those children that he had before are not really like his children. A bechor born to a man before he becomes a Jew is a machlekes between Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish if the bechor gets pi shnayim. Typically we know that a bechor gets twice the normal share that all the other children get. The question is, in this case, does he also get pi shnayim? The Minchas Chinuch explains that the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya in general is not mekuyim when a man does the maisa bia. That's only considered heksha mitzvah. But rather, he's mekayim the mitzvah at the moment he places them in the world, when they're born, actually. Loshevas yitzara, when he populates the world. That's why it's shayach for a guy to do the maisa bia when he's a guy. So as long as the children are born after he's a Jew, and then if they're born after he's a Jew, then he's mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. The Gemara says if someone has children, and they die before they have their own children, Rav Huna says he is mekayim the mitzvah, since he brought another neshama into the world, who could potentially be a Mashiach, so it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. But Rabbi Yochanan says he's not mekayim the mitzvah, since given the fact that these children were nifter, generations later on cannot be continued, because there's no one to continue his name. B'nei vanim harei hein kibanim. Grandchildren are like children, to help a person be mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. For example, he has only 1 son, so if his son has a son and a daughter, he's now mekayim the mitzvah with this daughter. From the pasuk in Koheles, Baboiker Zera Zarecha, Ba'erev, even if a person was married and he had children when he was young, he should have more children when he gets old. Rabbi Akiva says this pasuk is referring to the Talmidim regarding Torah. In fact, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim who stretched across the country, and they all died since they didn't give kavod to one another. Later, he gave birth, so to say, to new Talmidim, including Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, amongst others, who came to revive the Torah. And these Talmidim who died, all died between the period of Pesach and Shavuos. We observe this with different forms of Avelis during Sfiras HaOmer. They all died through different deaths of choking, of Askara. Amreb Tanchum, Amreb Chanilai. Kol Adam She'en Lai Isa, Isha, Sharoi B'lai Simcha, B'lai Bracha, B'lai Taiva. A person who does not have a wife, it's as if he's living without Simcha, without Bracha, and without Taiva. And then we say, Loi Taiv, Heyais Adam Levade, which is the Pasuk. In the Marava they said, if one has no wife, he has no Taira, and he has no protection. He is without Taira. How is that possible? Just because he doesn't have a wife, why doesn't he have Taira? Since he'll be very busy doing chores around the house, he won't have time to learn Taira. The Gemara says, any man who knows that his wife is a Yiras Shamayim, and he doesn't fulfill his obligations to her, is called a Chayta. A person has obligations to his wife, especially at the time he leaves on a trip. As we learned at Erevin, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, V'yal Ishech Teshukasech. Just before a woman is expecting her period, Samach Levesta, a man has to separate himself from her. But if he's leaving on a trip, this chumrah may be waived. In Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Nida, Simen, Kuf Pei Dalad, we say that we need to be machmer on this, even if he's going on a trip. But he can be mekayim this mitzvah and fulfilling his obligations to his wife by saying nice words to her. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'oyah this ishtei kegufay, if a person loves his wife like himself, v'ha mechabda yoyser megufay, and he's mechabed her more than himself, Bahamadrich Banov Uvanaisav Bederach Yishara, and a person brings up his children in a straight path. Bahamasiyan Samuch Lapirka, he marries them off close to their age of maturity. Olav Hakasav Aymer Vyadata Kishalim Ayhalecha. On him the Pasuk says there will be Shalom in your tents. The Rambam says Bahamasiyan Samuch Lapirka means that a person should marry off his children close to the age of 18. But a person shouldn't marry before age 13 because it's Karav Liznus, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And the Gemara says, "Va'ayev eschenav." If a person loves his relatives, "Va'amakarav eskrevav," "Va'hanayse esbas achaysay," and he marries his niece, "Va'hamalva selalani b'shas dochay," he lends money to a poor person in their time of need. Hashem, the pasuk says, will be there when you need him. Daf samachimol. Any person without a wife isn't called an adam, since the pasuk says, "Zachar unikeva v'ra'am." He's only an adam when he's together with a wife. Also, he isn't called an Adam if he doesn't have karka, if he doesn't own land, because the Pasuk says, Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, in Tilum, Ba'aris Nasan, Livnei Adam. This helps a person pay off bills if he owns karka. Then he can be considered a man. Rabbi Lazar says in the Pasuk, Eselai Ezer Kenegdai, which is a contradiction, because if a wife is a Ezer, so why is she Kenegdai? So the Gemara answers, if he's Zaycha, then Ezrasai, then she helps him. But if he's not Zaycha, then she's Kenegdai, then she's against him. Rabbi Yossi once met Eliyahu and asked him pshat in this pasuk. Ezer is that he works and brings home wheat, but he needs his wife to cook it. That's pshat Ezer. If he brings home flax, he needs his wife to turn it into a garment. The Gemara says, when Hashem brought Chava to Adam, Adam exclaimed, Zeis hapam etzem miatzami, uvasar mibasari. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Adam lived with every animal, and he wasn't satisfied until Hashem gave him Chava. Then he was happy, and he said, Zeis hapam, this time I'm happy. When Hashem told Avram, the Nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachayis ha'adama, Hashem meant that he will graft two gerim into his mishpacha, which will generate many chashuva mishpachas. This was referring to Naomi and Rus. What's pshat in kol goyei ha'aretz? The Gemara answers, even the ships that go from Aspania to Galia are for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar says that there is no profession that is more inferior than being a farmer. The Gemara says if one has 100 coins invested in business, he can put food on his table every day with the profits. Vegetables and fruits that a person prepares from his own field will be a bracha for him, since he'll be mekayim the mitzvah of shvius. In that way, that'll be a bracha because he'll be mekayim that mitzvah. A person should sell everything so that as not to become an ani, but he shouldn't sell the clothes off his body in order to protect himself from becoming an ani. The Gemara says you can be quick to buy a field, but before a person gets married, he should be very careful to investigate his potential wife's character. Maso nasiv isisa. It's better to marry a woman who is a step down from that person than marry a woman who is more chashuv than the man. Because if the woman is more chashuv than the man, she might not be satisfied with him. But when a person looks for a friend, he should look for a friend that's on a higher level than him, so he'll want to be elevated like that friend. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, Ein puranios ba'os li'ayla, ela b'shvil Yisrael. All the bad things that come to the world come for the purpose, for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. What's pshat? In order to keep Klal Yisrael fearing of Hashem, so that they will appreciate him. Hashem brings these Puranias to keep Klal Yisrael, so to say, on their feet. When Rav left Rav Chiya, he gave him a bracha to save him from something worse than death. With this, he was referring to a pasuk in Koheles that says that a wife that has bad character is worse than anything else, since Rav's wife used to treat him badly. How did she do that? If he asked for lentils, she made him rice. And if he asked for rice, she made him lentils. So the son of Rav, who was Chiya, used to fool his mother by reversing his father's instructions so that he would end up getting what he really wanted. But Rav told him not to do that, because then he would get used to lying. Yet Rav, despite his bad wife, used to give her presents and hakaras hatayiv anyway, since she raised the children and saved her husband from chatayim, meaning to say that marriage prevents a person from irhurim raim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichrono Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva in Mir, learned from here that when it comes to hakaras hatayiv, there is no difference between if someone did you a big favor or a small favor. Anytime a person does anything to you, it's even a small thing, a person owes the other person hakaras hatayiv. The Gemara says an example of a bad wife is if she makes the husband food and prepares bad words to go along with the food. Once a person gets married, his averus get closed up, because it says matzah isha, matzah toiv. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel explains from this Gemara that because the day of the chasana is a day of mechilas avainis, it's like Yom Kippur. That's one of the reasons why the Chasan and Kala fast on the day of their wedding. In Marava, when someone married, they would ask him, Matzah Taif, did you find a good wife? Or Maitzeh, that a bad wife is worse than death. A bad wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. In fact, it's even better to just marry a second wife without divorcing the first wife. This was, of course, before the days of Chayim Rabbein or Gershom, which today we're not allowed to marry two wives. Nonetheless, at that time, they said that it was better just to marry a second wife. Why is that? That in of itself may improve the behavior of the first wife, because she'll be jealous of the second wife. Rava said, come and see how wonderful a good wife is. Matzah Isha, Matzah Taif. But a wife with a bad character is like Gehenna. A person who doesn't have a field of his own, but has to buy all of his food, that's not good for him. The worst kind of bad wife is one who is difficult to divorce because she has a big ksuva. There is nothing more despicable to Hashem than a person who walks naked through the streets. In fact, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he's pasul la'edus. The Gemara says a good wife, happy is her husband. He'll view his days, the days of his life, as if they're double. The Gemara says, divert your eyes from a pretty wife, because you might get trapped in her net. As many people have, as we see in Tanakh, even strong ones were killed because they got trapped in the net of a pretty woman. The Gemara says, a person shouldn't worry about tomorrow's problems, because one doesn't know what tomorrow can bring. A person should only reveal secrets to one out of 1,000 people, because if a person says it to more than that, it ends up spreading around. Rabbi Eliezer says, any person who doesn't make an attempt to get married and have children, it's like Yushayfech Damim, since the Psukim of Shvichas Damim and Piri Verivya are next to one another. Ben Azai didn't have children, and the Chachamim once asked him about it. He said that he didn't have time to get married because Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, because I'm so engrossed in the Torah that I'm learning. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishas Perak Tesvav Halacha Gimel says that if someone is mamish so into the learning and so engrossed in the Torah that he's learning and he's never mavatil even 1 minute, then this excuse is valid. But the Torah says today we're not in the Madrega to be bevatel this mitzvah due to learning of Torah. The pasuk of Nucha Yemar Shuva Hashem Rivavais Alfi Yisrael, meaning to say that Hashem should grasp from the Rivavais Yisrael. From here we learn that the Shechina doesn't rest with people unless there's at least 22,000 of them. Daf Samach Daled. Rabbi Eliezer says a person who doesn't try to have children is Chayav Misa. We learn this from Nadav V'Aviyu, since they died, and it says Banim Lohayu Laham. Others say one who refrains from having children causes that the Shechina should leave Yisrael. The Mishnah. If a person married a woman, lived with her for 10 years, and she didn't have children, he cannot continue to refrain from the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya, and he has to either divorce her and marry someone else, or he has to take a second wife. This was, of course, again, before the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. But a second man is allowed to marry this first woman who didn't have children, since maybe the lack of having children in the first wife had nothing to do with her. Maybe it was a function of the first husband. Therefore, the second man can come along and marry this first wife who did not have children. If a woman had a child, and then she miscarried, the 10-year count begins from the point that she miscarried. And the Gemara says, if a man divorces a wife for these reasons, he is, however, mechuyev to give her a ksuva anyway. The ksuva money he has to give her, even though he divorced her, for the reasons of the fact that she was not able to have children. The Gemara says, Yitzchak Avinu was incapable of having children. That's why, although he married Rivka and he was 40 years old, and he didn't have children until he was 60, 20 years later, he didn't divorce her, because it was a function of his inability to have children. Avraham Avinu was also incapable of having children. Of course, he had children much later on in his years. All the details in Chumash given about Yitzchak's age and Yishmael's age, the Gemara in Megillah learns, was given to teach us that Talmud Torah is more chashev than Kibbut Avaim. This was regarding the fact that Yaakov was in the yeshiva, Shem Ve'ever. It's interesting to note the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun Dalad Sif Yud says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't force someone to be Megarish's wife after 10 years in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. The Pischei Tshuva says that a person on his own isn't Mechuyev to do this either. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens quicker to the tefillahs of a tzaddik ben tzaddik versus the tefillahs of a tzaddik ben rasha. That's why Hashem listened to Yitzchak's tefillahs before he listened to Rivka's tefillahs. Avram and Yitzchak were both akarim, since Hashem desires to hear the tefillahs of tzaddikim. Their tefillahs have the ability to change the rulings of Hashem from anger to rachmanis. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, three women who did not have children, Hashem remembered their tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. And we, in fact, remember this on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Gidol, Rav Ava Bar Zavda, amongst others, were incapable of having children because when they sat through the long shiurim of Rav Huna, they didn't go to the bathroom when they should have. And Rabbi says, if someone gave brisim to two children and they both died, he isn't mechuyev tamal, the third child, since after two children, you have a chazaka that the children will die. Therefore, you're not mechuyev to do it on the third child. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you only have a chazaka after three children die. Also, if three sisters had a son who died from Mila, it must mean there's a genetic issue in that family. Thin blood, hemophilia, etc. So you don't make a Mila on the fourth family's child. The maskana of this Gemara regarding Chazaka is that regarding marriage and Malkus, a Chazaka is established after two times. But regarding the Zikin and Nida, we establish a Chazaka only after three times. Taf Samachay. A person can marry as many wives as he wants, as long as he can support all of them. The Mishnah. A man is mitzvah for the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, but a woman, the wife, is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, both are mechuyev, since Hashem told both Adam and Chava, Peru or Ravu. Therefore, both a man and a woman are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Loa says, one is allowed to lie for the sake of Shalom. As we see by the brothers of Yosef, so great is Shalom that even Hashem sometimes lies for the sake of peace, i.e. by Sarah. The nafkamina, if we hold a woman is mechuyev in Piri Verivya or not, is if she has the right to force a get or a ksuva if she didn't have children and she wants to. We paskin like the Tanakhama that women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, but that mitzvah lies exclusively with the man. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin the seventh perek, Almana L'Kain Gadol, Daf Samachvav, the Mishnah. If an Amana marries a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha of a Chalutza marry a Kohen Hedyot, all these cases are, of course, Usur, she cannot eat Truma, and her Avadim of Nichse Melug cannot eat Truma either. However, his Avadim, which are referred to as Avdei Tzayin Barzel, they can eat Truma. Avdei Melug are those that basically belong to her, Avdei Tzayin Barzel basically belong to him. And the Gemara says, if a Kohen acquires Avadim on his own, they can eat Truma, because the Avadim are like Nechasim to him. The Gemara says, if a woman is Machnis, some Nichsei Tzayin Barzel to her husband, then they get divorced. Now she wants the exact keli that she gave him back, but he also wants to keep the keli and he wants to give her cash instead. Rabbi Yehuda says she gets the keli, since the keli has sentimental value to her, and she's entitled to that. Rabbi Ami says she can give her cash, since they really become his kelim by virtue of the fact that he can give avadim or truma. Daf Samach Zayin. As you mentioned, Nichsei Melug are hers, Tzayin Barzel are his. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yaisi, if the daughter of a Yisrael was married to a Kayin, and they had children, and the Kayin died, she can continue to eat Truma, and so can her Nichsei Melug and children. But if she had an unborn child from the Kayin, when he's born, he can eat Truma, but his Avadim, Avdei Tzayin Barzel, cannot eat Truma. But according to the Chachamim, he cannot eat Truma, but the Avadim can. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef basically holds that a woman can only continue eating Truma after her Kayin husband dies, if she actually had children before he dies. Not if she was just pregnant, since we say Yolid Meichel, She'ena Yolid, Eina Meichel. Shmuel says if someone is mezakeh something to an uber, to an unborn child, the uber is kaina, since he has already been conceived, and therefore he has the rights to a Yerusha. Yisaimim who come and want Yerusha from their father, so Bezdin appoints apitroposin, guardians, who choose a nice portion for each child. When they get older, they receive title to these nechasim. In the meantime, they can eat from the peres. When a man dies, the sons get the Yerusha, but the daughters have the right to get food and to sustain themselves while they turn, until they turn into Baigrus, the Mishnah. A pregnant woman, a Yava, an Aris, a Cheresh, and a Benteisha Shanim V'yayim Echad, all pasal a Bas Kayin from eating Truma. And if she's a Bas Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. Daf Samaches. A Kayin Cheresh acquired a Bas Yisrael. She cannot eat Truma, since Midaraisa, a Cheresh, cannot be Kayin a wife, since he's not a full Bar Das. Incidentally, Midarabanan, a Cheresh, can get married, because we want him to be a Kayin in the mitzvah of Piriya Varivya. A relationship that wasn't allowed passels a woman from eating Truma. But relationship, i.e. bia, only applies if it's done by a boy over 9 years and 1 day old. If a ger amayni, mitzri, mayavi, adaimi, kusi, cholol, or mamzer has a relationship with a bas Yisrael, she can never eat truma. She becomes permanently pasul with truma. If a bas kayin marries a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. However, if he dies and she returns to her father's house, she can eat truma again, but she cannot eat the chaz of a sheik from the karban shlomim. Anyone who is nivola to someone who is pasul to them is permanently barred from eating truma or marrying a kain. We see the klal of ein masirin min adin. The Torah always warns explicitly regarding punishments for a certain avera, but we're not allowed to darshan a punishment from a kal v'chemer. A punishment has to be learned directly from the Torah. It cannot be darshan from anything specifically, in fact, even not from a kal v'chemer. Daf samach tes. If a zar ate truma by accident, he must pay an additional chemish beyond the regular karen value of the item. When a kain gadol becomes intimate with an almana, the children become pasul for truma, the Mishnah. An einis, mefata, and shaita do not pasul. If a kain is intimate with a woman, she cannot eat truma until she actually marries. If she becomes pregnant out of wedlock, she still cannot eat. But once she has a child, both the child and she, the mother, can eat truma. An eved who lives with a bas kain pasuls her. The Gemara. A shaita and a katan who marry, if the wives die, there is no chiyav of chalitza or yibam. If a person gives his wife a get to be chal just as he's getting ready to die, in fact, if he dies, so she'll be putter from yibam, and she has to stop eating truma immediately, since maybe he'll die in a minute, and then she'll become a grusha, and she'll be pasul of truma. The Gemara says a person who is mizana does everything in her power not to become pregnant from that particular temporary relationship. A person is not allowed to have yichud with an arusa until after chuppah. But if they did live together, according to Rav, the Vlad would be a mamzer. But according to Shmuel, the child is a suffolk mamzer. Dafayim. We say that grandchildren are considered like children. Banim harehen kibanim. Bnei banim harehen kibanim. This marks the end of the perek, and now let's begin the eighth perek, perek ha'aro, the Mishnah. A kayin who is uncircumcised, who is called an aro, or a kayin who is tameh, cannot eat truma. But their wives can eat truma, since they're actually married to kohanim. A man who is a Petsua Daka is pasul for kahuna or to marry within Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, just like an Aril is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, he's not allowed to eat Truma either. A person who is a Zar who eats Kodsha is Chayav Karas. And a person who doesn't get a Mila is Mechuyav in Karas, since it's very Chashav a mitzvah that was given to Avram Avinu. Dafayin Aleph. If a person changes his religion, he becomes pasul to eat the Karban Pesach, but not possible to eat Maiser Sheni or Truma, according to Taisus. A non-Jew who has a circumcision is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. The Havamin is he is allowed to, because he's not an Aro. But we say he's not allowed to. The Gemara says if a child was born already having a Mila, he must have a Tafas Dam Bris before he can eat from the Karban Pesach. A person who doesn't mal his son, or does not mal his Avonim, is also not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says as soon as a child's head comes out during the birth, at that moment, he's considered born. Also at that very moment, his mouth opens and the umbilical cord closes. An oral is allowed to be mekabel hazah, sprinkling from the paraduma in order to become tahar from tumas meis. Even though the mitzvah of mila, cutting of the foreskin, was given to Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah of priya, pushing back the skin membrane, was not. Nevertheless, bizman hazah, if one does mila without priya, one is not mekayim the mitzvah of mila. And finally, the Gemara says there are certain parts of the Mila that are ma'akev, the Mila, if they are left on the Arla. These are referred to as the Tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, Dafayin Beis. All 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there were no pleasant winds for Klal Yisrael, so they didn't do Mila, because they were afraid that children would not be able to recover without these winds. But today, where people are used to all kinds of bad weather, we do Mila anytime, and we just simply say, Shemer Pisayim Hashem, no matter what the weather is outside. A tumtum, which is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, is not allowed to eat truma, but his children, as avadim, can eat truma. A child whose bris was done after the eighth day. You only do the milah during the day, but you're not allowed to do it at night, once you push it off beyond the eighth day. Lazar Reb Shimon says, if it's done bismana, it can only be done by day. But if it's done shalei bismana, it can be done either by day or by night. The Gemara says both an arel and a tame are pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah, coming to the Beis HaMikdash for the seeing of the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim. Anyone is kosher to be mekadish the nechatas of the Parah Aduma, except a cherashai to the katan. Rabbi Yehuda says, all are kosher, everybody's kosher, including a katan, but an isha and an adragonus, which is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, are pasal. Dafayin Gimel. Truma and bikurim are the full property of the kohen. Maaser sheni is considered mamain gavoa, so it cannot be used for kedusha. Truma and bikurim are only batal b'meya. Maaser sheni is batal b'roiv. Also, before eating truma and bikurim, one needs netilas yadayim. Maasein ken, before a person eats maaser sheni, he only needs washing for it if it's for bread or before wet fruit for chulin. However, when we're referring to maaser sheni and bikurim, those must be brought to Yerushalayim. They're usher to an einin. They need beer. Maaser ken, none of these are required. None of these requirements are required for truma. The Gemara says you cannot burn shemen for maaser sheni, which became tameh, but you can do this with truma shenitma, those you are allowed to burn. There are numerous chumras that apply to kaidish over truma. This is abbreviated pei, chaf, kuf, ayin, chaf, samach, pigel, neiser, carbon, meila, karas, and asur loainin. There are also certain chumras that apply to truma over kaidish. This is abbreviated with machpaz, misa, if a person is tame when he eats it, i.e. a zar, chaimish, for a zar who eats truma b'shaigig, pidyon, the fact that it's asura lazarim. Many people are mechuyev to bring a karban before they can become tahar. For example, a zav, a mitzara. Before a person brings the karban, he's called a mechusar kipurim. And it's a machlokes if a mechusar kipurim can do the avaida on the parah aduma. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, an orel is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. The Gemara says maaser sheni, which becomes tamei, cannot be eaten. According to Reish Lakish, however, one can smear it on his body. A kayin is not allowed to eat truma while he is tamei, but only when he is tahar. The Gemara says truma has numerous chumras over maaser. Machpaz, misa if a person eats it, chaimish, pidyon, and asur lazarim. Maaser has numerous chumras over truma. Hadas, tav, havas makam, that it must be brought to Yerushalayim, vidoy, asura lo'ainin, tuma, and beer, that it must be destroyed after years 3 and 6 of the maaser sheni cycle. Finally, the Gemara says a person who was tame and died, and did tefillah, he can eat maaser on that day. As a tful yoim, he cannot eat truma or kaidish. Once nightfall comes, Arav Shemesh, he can eat truma. However, kachem, he can't eat until he brings the carbon the next day. And at this point, he's called a mechusar kipurim until he brings the carbon. Dafayin hei. A tful yoim cannot eat truma, or in fact cannot touch truma until the evening, until Arav Shemesh. If he touches truma, it becomes tame. If a tame goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayav karas. The Gemara says a psua daka is someone whose beitzim have been wounded, even one of them, but only if it took place bidei adam. If he was born that way, he's only considered a saris, and he's kosher to marry a bas yisrael, since that's not called a psua daka, which is also to marry a bas yisrael. And finally, the Gemara says a krus shafcha is someone whose aver is cut and no strands of it remain. If any remains, he's not considered a krus shafcha. Dafayin vav. To test whether a person is a krus shafcha, they can see whether he is capable of emitting shichva sera. How do they do this? They would flash in front of him the colors of clothing from a woman that he knew, which would cause hirhurim rayim, so that he would be maitzi shichva zera. And although it's osur to be maitzi shichva zera levatala, here it's mutter because it will come out in afgamina if he can get married or not. We have to know whether he can be maitzi shichva zera or not. In igrus maisha, it's brought that if a person needs a medical test, which is needed to help make him capable of having children, and it requires haitzas shichva zera, this would be mutter. Since it's not really levatala. Rather, it's necessary to give him the ability to eventually have children. The Gemara says women who engage in lesbian acts are pasul kahuna because it's considered znus.